with Todd at that time. Joining us now on the ticket hotline, we are going to recap the game with the head coach and the owner. It's Jerry Jones and Wade Phillips joining us on the ticket, as they do every Monday morning after a Cowboy game. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine this morning. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on another preseason loss.
Now, I know that, believe me, I heard what you said, and I'm smiling, even though I'm angry that you said it. But I know how these things usually go. You usually ask me some questions. But let me ask you a question first.
Okay.
This is a Cowboy trivia question, okay?
Okay.
Which local owner stood up to the NFL about his big-ass TV screen and won his ass off?
That would be Jerry Jones, yes.
I did. That's exactly correct. I didn't have to raise that scoreboard one GD inch, and I tell you, I knew it was going to end up that way. And I can tell you one thing, too. Matt McBryer, he ain't going to hit that screen monster anytime soon because Jerry Jr. and Steven pinned him down, and I cut off two of his kicking toes with a pair of metal shears.
Just as a threat?
Yeah, just to get him to lose a little height on that. But I am kind of upset about losing that game. Mm-hmm. But I was just sitting here working on QuickBooks before you called, and by my calculations, after two games, I've already paid for the stadium. So,
oh, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit also upset right now because I tried to open the sunroof for the game, but only the tilt function worked.
So it just had a windy noise.
Yeah, so I just went ahead and closed it back up. Let's bring on Wade here, my head coach, Wade. What happened there in that game? We wanted to win. Starters looked, I guess, okay. Romo got an interception. What gives?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good game, Jerry. I mean, we's up 10-3 at the half now. If you just have them two together, that means we win 20-6.
That's not really how it works, though. But
that was pretty good. We did that. And, hey, I yelled at a player, Jared. You like that?
Well, I did enjoy seeing a little fire in you like that.
Yeah, he messed up. I'm not really sure what he did wrong, but I figured I'd yell at him. And everyone on the sideline got to yelling at him. We was all dog cussing him. It was a good time, Jared. Good time.
That's good, Wade. That's good.
I changed my pregame routine a little bit around, too, Jared. I don't know if you noticed that.
Well, what'd you do differently this time than you did last time?
Well, last time, of course, we won that game. I had four hamburgers with guacamole. This time, I had five hamburgers and no guacamole. And we lost the game. But you know what else I had, Jared?
What's that, Wade?
The best thing about your stadium is it ain't the roof or them fancy suites or nothing like that. It's that stock pond you got on the north end, Jerry.
I didn't see that.
We had some fish. Woo, we had some fish the other night, Jerry. I caught four catfish and seven bass before the game.
Before the game? Shouldn't you have been
you
with
need to
the
be
team?
Prepared.
Well,
not fishing, not eating guacamole burgers. You need to be preparing for football.
It's just preseason, Jerry, so I figured I'd get out there and do a little fishing.
No, you need to focus. Focus on football.
When'd you stock that thing? Because, boy, I tell you, we had to buy it about every time we threw them out there. Me and your son, Jerry Jr., we'd out there just catching them fast and we could throw them back.
Stop hanging out with Jerry Jr.
So then,
we're here to talk about the game. We're here to talk about that great new stadium with the huge screen monster video board.
Yeah, I got to offer up an apology, Jerry, about your stadium.
What's that?
Well, those fish look so good, we figured we'd cook them up. So me and Jerry Jr. took them to the locker room, and we got that fire going underneath the kettle, Jerry, right there in the locker room, and I burned up 40 square yards of your blue and silver carpet in there.
Why would you try to cook in a locker room?
But boy, we got that fire going, Jerry, and that was some good eating.
That carpet's $200 a yard. You owe me.
Let's just take the carpet out of there and just fry fish down there.
Oh, no, it's a football facility.
Why don't we do stained concrete or something like that, Jerry?
Now, listen to me. Did you like the video board?
I love that video board. I liked it, except for I think you got a problem there, too, Jerry.
What's that?
They're getting those real close shots of those cheerleaders.
Uh-huh. Isn't that good?
I think I saw a 30-foot camel toe up there one time, Jerry. Now, that ain't right.
Yeah. I'd rather you talk about fishing than camel toes, to be quite honest. What'd you catch them bass on?
Well, we caught the bass on plastic worms, and then... No, wait, that's spinnerbait we caught them bass on. And then we got stink bait for them catfish. You want to go fishing later today, Jerry?
No.
Well, that's all we got to do in the preseason. Just do a little fishing. In the regular season, you know, we'll crank it up a little bit, Jerry.
And I got a question for you. Why come every time I look down there on the sidelines, I see you with a little Coleman portable rolling cooler?
Well, that's just something I picked up to keep my food handy.
Handy?
You know, and I was hoping we'd win that game, Jerry, too. Because I was hoping they'd, instead of dumping Gatorade on me, they was going to dump some buttermilk on me. We never got around to that.
All right, hang up the phone, Wade.
All right, see you later, Jerry.
See what I'm up in there for.
Yeah, I think we do. All right, there's Wade and Jerry after another disappointment in the preseason. But the stadium looked good.
Mm-hmm. And the Vidya board.
And the Vidya board looked real good.